Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 to 27. Do you really trust God? I owned a 15-passenger van, and one day, as I was getting into the vehicle, I noticed a sticker on the brake pedal which read, Faith. And that's a good message. Because I trust the brakes will work when needed. I don't worry about them at all. I don't continually test them as I drive. I don't drag my feet on the ground. I accelerate with complete confidence. God wants us to trust Him fully to meet all the needs of life. It's not too difficult to have faith in physical things. It is much harder to depend on things not seen. Well, let me ask you, how far do you or will you move out of your comfort zone to trust God? And verses 24 to 27 of Matthew 17. Well, a little bit of background for the scene. Verse 24, the expectation. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" The temple tax was a half shekel, 2 days' wages. It was collected annually from every male over 20 for the upkeep of the temple. And then verses 25 and 26, the explanation. Verse 25, he said, "Yes." And when they had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom did the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers?" And Peter said to him, "From strangers." And Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. Kings did not pay the tax, nor their children. Jesus is the Son of God, ruler of all." Technically, he was exempt. Verse 27, the exception. "Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you've opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." So, rather than cause offense, Jesus chose to pay the tax for himself and Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "Having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." The focus of this message, with that sort of background, the focus of this message is verse 27. There was a need to be met, the temple tax. There was a resource available, a coin. The issue, how will the resource get matched to the need? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Listen, let me ask you, what need do you have in your life right now? An unsaved spouse? Rebellious child, loss of a loved one, financial pressure, no employment, loss of a home. Where is the resource to meet your need? Listen, it is already available. What you need to understand is how God plans to unite the resource with your need. It's through a vehicle called trust. What is a miracle anyway? I say a miracle is a natural or supernatural event which occurs with specific timing so that God gets the glory. In our narrative, how did Jesus match the provision and the need? Well, he said, go. Walk down to the water, throw a hook in, catch a fish. Oh, by the way, Peter, one fish. The first one will be sufficient. Pay the tax with the coin that you'll found in the mouth. Can you just imagine being in Peter's place? He had time as he walked down to the water to think about the instruction. Peter was a fisherman. Caught many fish over the years. A lot of experience. However, he used a net to catch a fish, not a line and hook. He caught fish to sell at market price, not for a coin to pay taxes. This was not the way the fisherman did his work for many years. This event took Peter way out of his comfort zone into familiar ground. Let me ask you, how far out of your comfort zone have you gone for Jesus Christ? See, it's God who decides how the resource he makes available is matched to the need. The problem is that there is a gap that exists between man's need and God's provision. Man wants to rely on his own resources to meet the need, but God has the resource already available at the time of the need. The bridge between man's need and God's provision is trust. His blessing usually waits on the other side of a threshold called compromise, where we often settle for good, something good, and miss God's best. Peter had to trust Jesus and do it his way. How do we get beyond our limited resources? Trust. You will find a piece of money. You say, if Jesus made a direct promise like that to me, I'd believe too. Well, the Bible's full of God's promises. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture, verbal plenary inspiration. That means that it says all scripture. That means all scripture, plenary, verbal, the very words were inspired by the Holy Spirit. He used the backgrounds, the personalities, the culture of the writers, but the Holy Spirit, working through them, inspired the very words through that particular person to be written down. And all of the words. That's verbal plenary inspiration. So, first of all, know God's Word, the living and the written, the living Jesus and the written God's Word, the Bible. Believe God's Word. It is trustworthy. And then apply God's Word. Match it to the need. And obey God's Word. Act upon the truth that you receive. Trust is going forward in faith that God will meet the need. What need do you have right now in your life? Right now, what need do you have? What promise does God give in His Word? Believe it. Apply it to your situation and act upon it in faith. Let me call you to commit to trust God to meet your needs. And how do you do that? Well, put it in His hands and patiently wait for Him to provide. That's tough. because you got to trust. And as you trust, you need to be obedient to His call, to His word. You have a great day.